When the girl proudly produced her nickel, her mother scolded. "Not again, Susan." But she only tisked as her daughter flipped the coin in the air. The young man couldn't help but grin at the scene. A talent is only rewarding if you wield it well. That's what his mother had always told him. It seemed to him that this little girl was a master wielder. "That's a nice suitcase you've got there." The young man looked up. Standing before him was a man in a gray suit. He might have been 40, he might have been older, and he was, quite easily, the largest man in the bus station, his enormous frame threatening even the brick support posts for sturdiest structure. "Sorry," the young man replied. "Your suitcase? It's a choice model. Top of the line." Instinctively, the young man grasped the sides of the suitcase just a little tighter. It was a very old suitcase, but sturdy and well-loved, boxy and large as a small child, with worn corners and three small dimples near the left clasp. Across the top, a cursive scrawl of silver thread spelled out the brand, St. Anthony's.